We talked today with Matt Stolte. Matt is a part owner or owner of Golden Prairie Popcorn, which is actually a business in Montgomery County. Matt, can we start out by having you tell us about yourself, your family, and also your business?
My name's Matt Stolte. My wife and I and our two kids basically own and operate Golden Prairie Popcorn, which is our main product is microwave popcorn on the cob. We also carry a 2-pound bag of shelled popcorn as well. Basically, grown and raised here in Montgomery County, attended school FFA in Nokomis. Wife did the same, went on to school for 4 years, 2 years at Lakeland, and finished up at Illinois State. And basically came back after a couple of years and worked on the retail side of things, district salesman for an independent company as well, and now a Pioneer seed professional is what I'm doing at this time, along with the popcorn, and helping my dad and my father-in-law farm whenever they need it.
Well, it sounds like you have definitely a lot of experience in the ag industry. Now, listening to this, someone might be thinking, really, we grow popcorn in Illinois? So could you fill us in on how you got started being involved with this business?
Well, my uncle started it several years ago, and he basically kind of got it off the internet, I believe, from another company out in Nebraska, and kind of did some trials on what hybrids were going to perform best in our geographical area. And after several years, he kind of got, he was kind of ready to pass it on, and my wife and I talked about it and basically decided we would take over the business, and we tried to expand it from there. Basically, it starts basically about this time of the year. I've got to sit down and see which particular hybrids have performed the best out in the field. I have done one or two plots in the past to see which particular hybrids will pop the best off the cob. And I don't necessarily go for just good popping. I like good flavor and less hull score because that seems to sell the best. That's what everybody's wanting. Right now I'm in the process of trying to decide how much to grow right now and what particular hybrids I'm going to plant come spring. From there, I've got a 4-row planter and I plant it. And we're not talking acres, but we're talking basically a half acre to 3/4 of an acre. And virtually everything is done by hand after planting it. So once I plant it, I usually scout it throughout the year. If I need to spray for bugs or weeds, I do that to have the cleanest field. I haven't been known to spray some fungicide in the past just to try to keep a healthy stock. So I have run into instances where the plant itself has gone down, and when you and two of your buddies are shucking it by hand, you don't like to bend over every 6 inches to pick an ear kind of off the ground a little bit. So it's very manual labor, and I've got some good buddies that help us out in the field when it comes time to harvest. Like I said, we shuck every ear by hand, and then I go through a process of deciding which ones are going to be good enough to package on the ear, and then the rest will be shelled for our shelled popcorn. But once we get it shucked, we put it in gunny stacks, put it in our old milking parlor that has been refabricated into kind of our working area. I go through each ear and clean each ear, take the hairs off, cut the ears down to size. From there, and they are packaged in a vacuum-sealed pouch with our label and popping instructions. And there we manage the marketing part of it and the shipping and all the rest of that.
So you're talking, you said not acres, but only about a half an acre to 3/4 of an acre. How many ears does that produce of the popcorn, roughly?
Well, you take 32,000, if you plant 32,000 on an acre, and, you know, you just divide that. So that's basically what you're doing by hand. So it's you at times I'm looking at the ears at least 2 or 3 times just for quality, making sure there is no bug damage on them, and we have good kernel from the butt of the ear to the top of the ear.
Okay, so definitely a very labor-intensive process. Now, if people would like to buy your product, do they call you for an order? Do you order online? Or what kind of a system do you have in place?
We are on Facebook. We have an email page. We will take orders over the phone. We are working on an internet page as of right now. We are selling at Nokomis Gift and Garden in Nokomis. The new Gift and Dreams is in Nokomis, which I call the coffee shop / donut shop. They are selling our shelled product. Montgomery County Farm Bureau is carrying both our products as well there in Hillsboro. And then Crimson Briar in Wick as well. They carry our ears, and she uses a lot of them for gift baskets. Otherwise, the Apple Barn in Chatham does real good business for us. And there's a couple other locations, but those are the main ones in this area.
And we talk about, I'm going to go back to the popcorn actually being on the ear, because I have actually seen your product firsthand. Actually, everyone here at the radio station has. And we all gathered around the microwave to watch this happen. So is there any way you can maybe describe to our listeners what it's like for popcorn to actually pop off the ear? Because I think a majority of people have only seen it, the kernels themselves, not actually on the ear.
Correct. Yeah, we've been going up to the Home Products Expo the last 2 or 3 years, and that's one of the main conversation is, how do you get the kernels to stay on the ear like that? Well, and I tell them, I go through it, I said, this is how it comes straight out of the field, and I give them a little education on how, you know, this is how it's growing in the field, this is what we do. But basically, after we get it packaged, there is popping instructions inside, so you always have to remember to cut open the package to pull out the ear, and we provide a clear popping bag. So you put the ear inside the bag, roll it 2 or 3 times, and you put it in the microwave on high for up to 3 minutes, and you virtually watch it pop off the cob. Now, it's more of a unique type item. It goes great for gift baskets, stocking stuffers this time of the year. Children love to watch it, because once it gets to popping in the microwave, it has a tendency to start jumping when it initially starts popping, so it makes it fun to kind of watch. You do have to be cautious when you pull the bag out of the microwave, because the cob will be extremely hot, so you do need to let it kind of sit there and cool off a little bit before pulling the cob out. You then can pour whatever types of seasoning, butters, salts, cheese, on whatever you want to put on it. My kids like ranch sprinkles on top of their popcorn, so we do a lot of that. But it comes out tasting like air popcorn, and it's a healthy, nutritious snack.
Do you have a minimum number of ears or bags of popcorn for people to buy, or can they just buy as little as one if they'd like?
They can buy whatever they want. I normally package in 150 retail, or wholesale is our main thing, but we do a little bit of retail sales.